Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable.
That's pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee. You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plates. Well, see you later.
And he didn't even kiss me goodbye. You know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax.
So, relax. Why don't you try Instant Folgers? Tastes good as fresh perked.
Good as fresh perked? I'll surprise Harvey for his birthday tonight.
Hey, great coffee.
It's Instant Folgers. Doesn't it taste good as fresh perked?
Better.
Better than those girls make at the office?
Honey, their coffee can't hold a candle to yours.
Instant Folgers taste good as fresh perked. Try it.
Hello, ladies. You're listening to Bonersode 113 for January 7th, 2022. I'm Richard, and today my producer is Quaffy, and he's signaling me to stuff a sock in it and start the calls. Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Hello?
Hello. Is John available?
Who's calling?
It's Craig with the HOA.
Oh, sure. Actually, John is in the shower.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, who's this? Is this, I'm sorry, I don't have your name. Is this John's wife?
Yes.
Oh, hello.
My name is Karen, yes.
Oh, hi, Karen.
Hi,
Karen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Well, the only reason I was calling is I just needed to let you and John know that tomorrow morning there's going to be a paint crew coming by your house. They're just going to be doing some painting on the exterior.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see.
Would that be the front or the back or?
Well, it's actually going to be the whole thing. I don't know if you've heard or not, but there's, you know how there's a movie being filmed in the neighborhood?
No, I haven't heard.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, see, they're doing some filming this weekend, and in preparation for that,
okay,
we just need to paint your house green. Like, the whole thing just needs to be painted green.
Green?
Yeah, see, they're going to be using green screen technology to digitally erase your house from the scene.
What?
They just temporarily, they just need your house to be green so that they can, you know, digitally remove it.
Is this for real?
Yeah. You know, hey, we just wanted me to give you a call and let you know.
Yeah, but you're going to paint the whole entire house, the windows, the roof, everything green?
Yeah, because they have to be able to digitally remove your house. See, they're filming a Minecraft movie, and your house is actually, in the movie, it's going to be the gateway to the nether.
My house is going to be a gateway to where? Hell?
No, the nether. Well, I mean, it's I guess it's like a hell-like dimension, so in a way you're right, but
I don't know. I think this is weird.
Well, what's weird about it? It's just a temporary thing. It's all taken care of. It's not like it's costing you anything.
About this. My house has to be the gateway to hell. I'm not liking this.
Well, no. I mean, your house isn't actually going to be the gateway to hell. It's just your house is in the location where the gateway is going to be in the movie once they do all the, you know, the special effects. Don't you know how CGI works,
yes,
lady?
No.
Okay, well, you ought to quit watching those silent era films and watch something modern.
Okay.
Anyways,
right,
is John...
What did you say your name was?
Craig. Is John out of the shower? Can I just talk to the man of the house? Because it just seems like you're just all confused about it and everything. Maybe
okay,
I can just...
so you're Craig from the HOA?
Yep.
Okay, Craig. So we'll see you tomorrow then.
Well, no, I won't be there, dummy. The paint crew will
Listen
be.
Listen to me now.
Okay, go ahead.
Do
geez.
Not fucking call my house.
Hey,
okay?
You don't need
don't
to be cursing.
Call me again.
You don't need to be cursing at me, Karen.
You don't need to be calling me a dummy and get up with the program and this and that. Go fuck yourself. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello, Joe?
Yes.
Hey, Joe. It's Craig with the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling to ask if the next time you're out just walking around the ponds and everything, do you think you could refrain do you think you could refrain from writing communist propaganda in the sand? We've just had a few complaints about that recently.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know how you've been writing communist propaganda in the sand? Well, you're not writing it in the sand. You're just like you use the little pebbles to spell things out and you're writing all kinds of weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It is kind of crazy. You know, I'm not to be judgmental, but, you know, you shouldn't be writing communist propaganda with the pebbles. If you're going to write things, just write, you know, like pro-capitalism things, you know, things that would be acceptable.
absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Like, why would you be writing comments? This is America. We're capitalists to our bones.
And what's your name again, Craig?
And that's just the way it is. Yeah, Craig.
Craig. All right.
Yep.
All right, we're going to have to discuss this.
We're discussing it right now. That's what we're doing.
I'll be talking to you soon.
What do you mean?
All right.
We're talking right now.
No, I want face-to-face.
Oh, no, we don't do that anymore. Not in 2022. Can't be spreading those COVIDs everywhere. I don't need your Omicrons.
Goodbye.
Joe, where are you going? You haven't apologized.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Joe. It's Craig again. Look, you can't be hanging up on me before you apologize. You need to apologize.
Who is this?
It's Craig.
Okay.
We were talking a minute ago, but you hung up and you didn't apologize.
This isn't Joe.
Oh, where's Joe at?
He's in the bathroom.
Oh.
How can I help you?
Oh, gross. Well, who's this? Why are you pretending to be Joe, trying to trick me?
I am not. So who is this?
This is Craig with the Homeowners Association. Who's this?
Homeowners Association from where?
Look, who are you? You could be some kind of identity thief. What did you do with Joe?
It sounds like you're pretty creepy yourself there, bud.
I didn't say creepy.
Oh, yeah, you sound creepy to me, though.
Oh,
so,
okay. Well, I'm with the...
What do you want?
Well, don't worry about it, motherfucker. Put Joe on. Who are you, his goddamn secretary?
Oh, really? Yeah, I am, actually. Oh, so if you want to come to my house, we can discuss it.
Well, then do
you talk to me like that.
Well, then do your job and put Joe back on the phone. Wasting my time with this.
Do my job. How about you come down here and I'll talk to you.
How about...
Because you're not going to talk to my dad like that. So go fuck yourself. How's that?
Maybe I will a little later, but right now I need to talk to Joe.
Well, he's not here.
Oh, so you're his son?
So you're talking to me, so don't call him again. How's that?
Well, no, we were discussing important neighborhood business. Doesn't involve you.
Oh, you were?
And you're just
oh, really?
And you're just sticking your nose
in your
dad's business.
I'm an owner here, too, so.
Oh, okay.
So, I own the house.
Big shot.
I own the house.
Ooh.
So what do you want?
I was asking him to quit doing something, but, you know, he just hung up like a big jerk.
Okay.
We're getting all kinds of complaints from his neighbors about what he's been up to lately. And I was just trying to reason
all
with him.
All kinds of complaints for what?
Look, just like, I don't even need to talk to you. Like, just put Joe on.
Well, it's like, my house. So what's he doing?
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with the house. It's what Joe's doing, dummy.
Really? So you're part of the Homeowners Association. You talk to people like this.
Yeah. Well, I talk to you because you're being a big dummy.
Okay.
Hello.
Who's this?
What's your name?
My name's...
And where are you from?
My name's Craig. Who is this? This is the third person I've talked to now. Where's Joe?
Okay.
And what happened to the son?
Who are you?
Why did you just yank the phone away from your son like that? What's going on with his family?
I want to know your name and your address because I'm calling the police for harassment.
The police? That's not harassment.
Yes.
I'm with the Homeowners Association. I was just asking Joe.
Where? What Homeowners Association? We're not part of a Homeowners Association.
Bullshit. You're not over there on Loop?
Yes, but we're not part of the Homeowners Association. But you're calling my dad saying something about he's a communist and...
Well, yeah, he's been writing... He's been using the pebbles along the beach to write communist propaganda. How many kids does he have over there? What's going on in that house?
What's your name?
Craig.
Craig what?
Rongerson. And tell who the...
Craig Longerson, and what's your address?
And tell your brother to shut the fuck up back there.
What's your address?
It doesn't matter what my address is.
Yes, it does.
Look, this is between...
Okay, well, I'm calling the police.
Well, why? What are you going to tell the police?
Hello?
Hello, Eric?
Yes.
Hey, Eric. It's Ronk with the campsite down the street.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, my manager just wanted me to call and ask if you could please not sneak over here and dress up the sea otters anymore. We've just kind of had a few complaints in the last couple of weeks or so.
This is a nice little joke or something here?
No, sir, it's not a joke. We're just asking you nicely to please refrain from dressing...
Well, I don't know. First off, I don't know who you are. I've never talked to you before in my life.
I know we've never spoken.
And I have no idea what you're talking about. So
I'm talking about how you...
I don't know where you got my number, any of that. So
we got it from your condo association or whatever it is. I know we've never spoken before. I'm just calling to ask if you could please quit dressing up the sea otters. That's all. It's really not that big of a request or anything. We're just getting a few complaints.
No. This is a big deal here. Who did you talk to? Because I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, again, it's just about you. Like, you keep coming over here and you're putting little bow ties on the sea otters. And, like, I know it's just, like, a thing that you're doing, like a joke or whatever, but, you know, it's technically littering
no,
and everything.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What's your name?
My name is Ronk. I told you that at the beginning of the call.
Ronk. Mm-hmm. And you work at campground.
Yeah, and my manager just wanted me to ask if you could just please not dress up the sea otters.
So put your manager on the phone, Ronk.
Well, no, she's on another call right now. She's busy. She asked me to just straighten this out. It's really not that big of a deal. I'm not really unsure why you're getting so upset. It's just
well, I'm getting upset because you called me about something that's first off, you're making an accusation, and it's just total BS. Nothing that you just said is remotely true. I've never been to your campground. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, no, we know it's you.
I'm making an accusation of something that's completely untrue.
Well, no, it's not an accusation. We have you on the security camera and everything. Like, we're not mad at you or anything.
Shit on the security camera. Let's see it.
Well, yeah, we do. We do have it. We have you. We have a positive ID for you and everything.
No, you have nothing. I want to see it. Let's see it.
You're making a mountain.
Tell your manager to call me.
You're making a mountain out of a molehill. I know you're embarrassed.
You got nothing.
I know you're embarrassed and everything, but really, it's just like it's basically just between me and you.
I'm not embarrassed at all. Well, okay. I'm not embarrassed at all, dude.
I ain't your dude, pal. All right, so I don't understand why you're reacting like this. It's just like a simple request.
I'm reacting like this because you have made up a bunch of bullshit. That's why.
No, I didn't make it up. I'm just asking you nicely. Like, you're putting little bow ties and top hats on the sea otters, and it's technically
okay. We're not gonna play this game anymore. Thanks.
Hello.
Hello, Brenda.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Brenda. It's Cody with the condos.
What can I help you with?
You just interrupted me. I was introducing myself. I'm with the condo association.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know about the maintenance that's going to be going on tomorrow morning. It's going to kind of impact your unit.
What is your name, please?
Cody.
What is your name, please?
My name is Cody.
Okay, Cody. I don't know what you're trying. This is a scam. Because I know you're not with the board.
I didn't say I was with the board. I'm with the maintenance department. Why are you acting like a weirdo? I'm just trying to let you know about some maintenance.
But you're not with the maintenance department. Bill is with the maintenance department.
Yeah, Bill.
Not
right?
You.
That's who I work for, dummy. Bill.
Yes.
And yes, I know who Bill is.
Excuse me. How dare you call me a dummy?
Well, you're just being paranoid. I'm trying to let you know about some maintenance that's going on. I'm not trying to scam you out of anything.
And what kind of maintenance is going on?
Well, I was about to tell you, but you were just rude and hateful and mean, and I don't feel like telling you, so forget it. So forget it. You'll just find out tomorrow morning. So that's what you get.
Oh, that's what I get.
Yep, that's what you get.
Okay, not a problem. I will be reporting you to the police then. How's that?
Well, just quit being a big stupid poopy head. Quit being a poopy head about this. I'm trying to just let you know about some maintenance that's going on in the building, and you're just acting like a big weirdo and telling me that I don't know who Bill is and just all this crazy stuff.
First of all, we don't get these kind of phone calls.
What kind of phone calls? Maintenance alerts?
Hello?
Hello, Carlos?
Yes?
Hey, Carlos. It's Ronk over here at the campground.
Yeah?
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling to ask if you could please not sneak over to the beach and put little bow ties on the sea otters anymore. We're just finding them all over the beach and everything, and it's just littering. The campers are complaining about how there's...
Let me pull my wife. Maybe she understands better. Okay?
Okay.
Give me one sec.
Hello?
Hello, Carlos?
Hello?
Hello, Carlos's wife?
Yes, who is this?
Yeah, it's Ronk over here at the campground. I'm sorry, I don't have your name.
The campground? What campground?
Campground. Down the street from your condo.
Yeah?
Yeah, hey, well, I was trying to talk to Carlos, but I guess...
Yeah, well, you speak to me. Let me know what you need.
Oh, okay. I guess you're like his secretary or something. Well, can you please ask if the next time he's over here, can he please not sneak over to the beach and dress up the sea otters anymore?
What the fuck are you talking about, man? You are off the wall.
Ma'am, ma'am, there's no reason to use that kind of language. I'm just asking you nicely if you could just relay this message to him.
Not to dress up the sea otters.
Yeah, we've had a few...
Okay, and you didn't like the shade of lipstick they were wearing? What happened?
Ma'am, I don't know why you're trying to turn this into a joke.
Wearing,
hey, listen, lady. Just put Carlos on. I don't even know why I'm talking to you anyways.
I don't know. You don't. You are off the looper.
Off the looper?
Where do you work under the water?
Listen, honey.
You work under the water. You got bubbles in your brain.
Yeah, I have bubbles in my brain. Can you just put the man on, honey?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, look. Just quit acting like his goddamn secretary and put him on. Like, what do you screen his calls?
Oh, and now who's cursing?
Well, why are you screening his calls? Is he hiding behind your skirt?
I'm the boss. You didn't know that? I'm the boss.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
Oh, okay. You wear the pants. I get it. Well, anyways, control your man.
And the skirt.
Yeah, okay. Well, just control your man over there and tell...
And the sea otters don't wear any skirts, so...
Quit trying to be funny. Women aren't funny.
Obviously, it is a joke. You're calling me to say, don't tell Carlos not to dress up the sea otters. What kind of craziness is that?
No, I was telling you, tell him not to dress up the sea otters.
Oh, well, I don't think there are any sea otters at beach.
Yes, there are.
There may be a manatee or two.
Okay, look, stupid, I don't need to talk to you. I need to talk to Carlos.
Don't call me stupid.
Well, you're being stupid.
What is your name?
You're just being stupid about this, making it a big joke. Like, he's technically littering by putting these little bow ties on the sea otters. Like, they just fall off, and they're all over the beach. And it's a public nuisance.
Okay. All right. Okay. Call Shelly the shampoo person to
okay,
come and
listen,
clean it up.
Listen. Listen, you miserable shrew. Put your husband on.
I'm not a miserable shrew. Well, I would have you to know.
Okay. Well, you're being a shrew. You're being a shrew.
A sassy shrimp, but not a shrew.
Yeah. See, you're just being annoying.
Well, I find you very annoying also. I think you're just full of shit, and I have to go now. Goodbye.
Hello,
David.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, David, it's Ronk with the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I just needed to ask if you could please quit going over to Cody's house and dumping those coffee grounds in his garden.
Who's?
Cody. He's just been complaining recently about you dumping coffee grounds in his garden.
I mean, wouldn't be me.
Well, this is David, right? Do I have the right number?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the one. Yeah, he got you on the security camera and everything. You're not in trouble. We're just kind of trying to, you know, appeal to your sense of civility.
I have never dropped any coffee grounds in anybody's yard or anything.
Oh, yes, you have. Yeah, he showed us the security footage. It was definitely you. Like I said, it's basically just between us at this point.
Well, he's going to have to prove it to me because I don't get accused of something I didn't do.
Well, no, I'm not. He's not accusing you. He's asking if you could just not do it again.
He needs to come. I don't know who he is. I don't even know who Cody is.
He's like across the street.
I have no idea.
He's like across the street from you. I mean, that makes it even weirder if you don't know who he is. Don't be dumping coffee grounds in his garden.
Well, I'm not dropping coffee grounds in his garden. If he has a problem and wants to accuse me of that, so he needs to walk over and tell me about this because I have no idea what he's talking about.
David, you're being a big liar and a big baby about this. Like, I know you're embarrassed and everything because you got caught.
I'll tell you what, if you think so, all you got to do is meet me at my house. When I get there, you'll find out what kind of baby I am.
Oh, what does that mean?
That means, you can tote an ass-whipping along with it, too, if you call me a liar one more goddamn time.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, you're going to show me your penis size or something. Look, it doesn't have to come to blows.
I don't know who the fuck you are, but,
I told you this is
you
wrong.
You need to find out who... yeah, you fucked up.
Just don't be sneaking around his...
Hello,
David. It's Ronk again. Look, just don't be sneaking around his garden and dumping coffee grounds.
I don't even know who the fuck you are, so...
I told you three times.
My fucking phone number, because, a good thing for you to do would be to lose my fucking phone number.
And you need to watch your mouth.
I don't know who the fuck you are.
You can't be using that kind of language here in the neighborhood.
Fuck you, asshole. All you gotta do is fucking come to my house and tell me to wash my fucking mouth.
Well, no, you said you're gonna whip my ass if I come to your house. I don't want that.
That's because you're a fucking pussy, that's why.
Yeah, I am a big pussy.
Don't bother calling my phone again.
Thanks again, Quaffy, for helping Cody with his coffee ground situation. We've done our good deed for the day. And all of you supporters, thank you so much. You're the best. Play us out. I've got a special request from young Radiant Radish, who wants me to play more songs by the Wallflowers. You got it, little fella.
I'm in the city, got two jobs at once. I got the kind of things that only come from working like the devil till the sun comes up. I got your back, and I got your front. I take a city bus and then a train.
interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news shit story bullshit, motherfucker. I hate this job!